Today, we're going to take time to visit with Sarah Bain. Sarah is the executive director of the Boone County Hospital Health Foundation, or the foundation, Boone County Hospital Foundation.
Well, you are so good, Jim, because our legal name is Boone County Healthcare Foundation, but we go by Boone County Hospital Foundation. So you had it right.
I was close. I was in the neighborhood. Anyway, great. Sarah's been with the foundation a number of years, continues to keep growing, and very busy doing a lot of different things. And I know, obviously, we always talk about events and things like that. Last time we visited, of course, it was towards the end of the year, which is a time we always remind people, if you are thinking about contributions, donations, please keep the foundation in mind. Because, I mean, if it comes into the foundation, you just take some of those dollars and go for projects. And that's been one of the big things that the foundation has done over, since you've been there anyway.
Yes, absolutely. So actually 20 years it was in this month, February. So believe it or not. Yes. So what we do is we take the interest from the endowment. So it's usually about $50,000 a year. And right away that just plugs into our projects for the year. So whatever it is that the hospital is wanting or needing the most kind of filters down to us. So this last year we had a few items, and then they'll start their fiscal year again, and we'll start that process all
over again. Yep. I was going to say, because some of the things, and you know, 50,000 people will say, but you've done some specific fundraising for different things. I'm thinking 3D mammography. We pretty much could afford a lot of that with 50,000. Well, maybe not anymore.
No, that was one of the projects that definitely, like, we were only able to partially fund. But we take the 50,000, but then we go out and I will grant write. Yep. We can ask for specific donations. We have our unrestricted fund of just basic donations that are coming in throughout the year. And our employees are also very generous as well. So it kind of just pools into one big pot, if you will, so that we can go back, give it back to the hospital and clinics, or sometimes it's earmarked for specific projects.
And those are a lot of them that when people will do specific contributions. I remember when you were going for an ambulance.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a sizable fundraising.
Yes. So,
we do have a number of different things. Right now, we're kind of doing a little more focus on Project Be the Light.
Yes.
And then we, of course, get the news release this week that Iowa number two in cancer cases.
I saw that.
We've got a lot of survivors, but that's what Project Be the Light is all about.
Yes, it is. It's a really great program that Michaela started when she came over to be our CEO from Marengo, from Compass, Compass Memorial. And she was part of the project there that they started, and very involved in kind of getting it up off of the ground. And they, I think at least a couple of years ago, they had raised about $300,000.
Wow.
And had given out numerous grants. So kind of brought that same philosophy, that same concept over. We started it, but we didn't have a lot of money coming in for it. We tried a few different ways. We went about doing some sponsorships and some events. The events, I mean, they're always great.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Yeah. And then we took it to the Harvest Festival last November, and we were able to raise $70,000 there. So that makes a significant impact. Okay. So when we're starting to give out $5,000 awards, $70,000 is going to go a little bit further for us, which is great. Yes.
And people need to understand, again, it would be for families that have cancer. Yes. How many families? A lot of families have cancer cases. But this is a way to assist them, offer a little additional respite, I'm guessing, from some of the challenges they're probably facing.
Yeah, the financial burden is incredible for those families. And even with insurance, it can oftentimes be still just a monumental, again, burden with the finances and the bills stacking up. So yes, we just awarded our second person family $5,000, and while we're not able to publicly release that quite yet, it was really, I don't know, it's just, it feels good to me to be able to turn around and within literally days of them providing an application, providing the documentation, we paid out $5,000 in medical bills to the provider where they were going for care. It was not Boone County Hospital, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be.
You're just looking for people dealing with cancer issues.
Yes, yes.
Because it does have a big impact on families, whole families.
It really does, and it can be a cancer diagnosis for anybody that's in the family. We are going to do a better job coming up here in the next few months of really getting that application process more public, just because before we kind of kept it under wraps. We didn't know how often we'd be able to give out the $5,000.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do our best to even kind of network out to families that we know have this going on and just say, hey, this is an opportunity or an option for you if you'd like to apply.
So you had a number of different events that we were doing to raise some dollars for it. Are you planning ahead for some others? Because you've got some regular events that come up, and I don't know if they're going to be focused on other topics or other targets, or if we're still, if they're all going to be Project Be the Light.
Well, specific to Project Be the Light, we just had the Silent Disco, which is our second year of doing that with the EDGE program from Boone High School. So that was great and always really fun. We're hoping, we kind of keep hoping that we'll keep growing that.
Yeah.
And so that people can kind of understand what a Silent Disco is. It kind of sounds like a strange thing, a strange concept, but it is really
I don't know, but the young people sure have a good time, don't they?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So we raised about $900 at that event. And then coming up, we will have a Relay for Life dinner. We don't necessarily get a lot of money necessarily from that because that obviously is a Relay for Life event. But really, our focus is also awareness. So at events like that, we want to get people to know that this is an opportunity and option available to them. And then, so that's April 7th. And then at the end of April, we're shooting to have that glow event again out at the track. So that will be fun, which is basically taking that old Relay for Life 24-hour event at the track. And I call it the snack size event. So it's like the 2-hour walk around the track, take pictures at the glow, little glow background, get your kind of all the apparel and all the fun things that you can take out into the community and tell people the story about Project Be the Light for us.
Let's do a dry one this year.
Yeah. It was...
I mean, the temps were good, but it was a little damp.
Yes.
At least my grandson looked like a drowned rat. But, but he still has his shirt, which he's still wearing.
Good.
And he's, of course, the glow things are gone. But anyhow, except for the bottle, the glow bottle, he still has.
Oh, good, good. Yes, he was definitely one of our favorites there that day. We got a lot of great pictures of him, for sure.
Because he has fun with everybody. It doesn't matter. So.
Yes, yeah.
Let's again. So we've got some regulars I know that are still coming up events. You got the Trail Hustle.
Yes, yes. Trestle Hustle.
Trestle Hustle.
Yes, exactly. We do. We have our normal events coming up. We have actually Trivia Night will be first on April 4th. That's actually fairly early. We usually have it the second or third weekend. But either way, it's out at Seven Oaks. And I know that we're still looking for... people to participate.
Yeah.
We can take up to, I think, 16 teams. And I want to say we have at least about half full right now. So we can take more there. And then
where should they look if they want to be a part?
Well, social media is always a great place to look in terms of we put all of our event information and keep things updated. In fact, right before I left today, Rachel had posted Joe Smith, our previous CEO, is going to be our MC, our normal MC, can't make it this year. And so he said, you tell Jim, it's Jim Dose, but he said, Joe said, you tell Jim Joe said, I will come in this year and help out, but he's not losing his job. He can come back next year. But we're really excited to have Joe help us MC that event, and it'll be a lot of fun to have him back.
Okay, so
that'll be at Seven Oaks, April 4th. Social media, they can check our website, all that good stuff.
So get a team together, just go yourself and become a part of a team. There's a lot of things you can do with that.
Definitely. You can reach out to us if they're looking to be a part of a team. So,
So that one's coming.
Yes. And then we lead into the Trestle Hustle.
Trestle Hustle
is June 21st, which is also, they started the High Trestle Trail event every year. So we team up with them to
kind
do
of
it
combine.
The same weekend, just because it's a good way to draw a crowd in and for our event, for their event. And so, you can check that also on social media. And I think that they have their own event page, but I know they're promoting for us and we'll be promoting for them as well.
Get everybody out there. So we're all going in the same direction.
That's right.
Passing on the right.
That's right.
Or left. On your left.
On your left.
There we go.
So yeah, the Trestle Hustle is a 5K and 10K that they can participate in. They actually will run towards the bridge. Mm-hmm. The 10K goes over the bridge, so that's people's motivation to sign up for the 10K. And then the duathlon part goes towards Slater, and that is a 2-mile run.
So you're not getting people running into each other there.
Well, right. Yeah. And we kind of had to separate it because we can't run it over the over Highway 17. We have 210 covered from the Sheriff's Department. We're really fortunate that they're willing to help us out there. But 17 is just, they have all the signage out not to stop for traffic, and it just kind of... makes it easy that
way. Let's make it safer.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Makes it easy, makes it safe. So
if you have all those runners from Madrid, they'll fill that track up.
That's right. That's right. So it'll be a 2-mile run. So it's a mile out and a mile back. Uh-huh. And then they bike out. It's 14, just shy of 14 miles because they bike to Slater, do the turnaround at the park there and come back. So 7 miles out and back, and then run the mile out and back again. So it's a pretty intense race, and it's super fun because you get every type of athlete at this event. And I just really love it when we get people out there that are newer to races because it's a really good race to be a beginner at.
Yeah. Because the pressure's not on
you. Right.
You know,
right.
You do as well as you want. As long as you complete it and help with the effort. That's
right. Absolutely.
Then your golf tournament.
Yes. The golf tournament's in July. It's the 24th, typically that fourth Thursday. And we sell out every year. So that will be full probably by the end of June. But we'll open it up and make sure that we have the opportunity for people to sign up early as well.
Named after longtime board member on a long time. And always a huge supporter, Mike Sharman. So.
Yeah. Mike Sharman was a huge supporter. He was a board president for a long time, taught me a lot. And then Renee's been on the board now, his wife, for a number of years. She's been a part of Boone County Hospital as an employee, and she retired. Yeah. And I said, hey, I think you need something to do. So she was happy to continue his legacy, which has really, really been enjoyable to have that connection.
Well, among other things, of course, with the fundraising that does go on, we've talked about it, doing the capital purchases and being a part of that. But you mentioned some of them, the foundation just can't cover all the cost for. So I know the room remodeling, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Doing that, the safe room and
rehab.
And rehab. And again, it's just there are always things that need to be done.
Sure. Absolutely.
I remember time you guys were just doing, let's just replace the communication system of the phone.
Or
it doesn't seem like much, but it's always keeping things upgraded and makes our hospital really something that people can be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so rewarding to be a part of that process. And the safe room that you mentioned, we finished that, it's probably been a year now, I think. But that's been great because we have the opportunity and the option for people who do come in to, oftentimes through our ER, they have come in and have some kind of mental health issue that they're experiencing, but also a medical issue because we're not licensed just for mental health. But if they're experiencing a medical issue, we can put them in the safe room and have them cared for medically, but also keep them safe until they can find a proper bed or space for them to go to in some other facility. We did just finish the rehab services project, which is basically just a nice cleanup. It ended up being just doing paint flooring
and carpet and
furniture,
whatever you needed.
And just spruced it up, made it look a little bit cleaner, nicer, and it just really needed it. So, and we had fundraised for that at the Harvest Festival a few years ago. So really happy to see all those things taking place.
I think I'm sitting here smiling because, people think, well, it was only like 15 years. If you keep your furniture that long at home, a lot of people don't do that. So, and you have people in and out every day.
Oh,
pretty much. Well, at least 5 days a week, but a lot of times some are there on Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, rehab runs, I think they're like 80 people a day is their about their average. And it's
that's a lot of traffic.
That's a lot of traffic. And we oftentimes joke, of course, in the hospital world that you just say it's for a hospital and the price goes up a lot because it does require a level of commercial durability. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that comes a price tag. So so that's why we have to spend a lot of money to keep things nice for a long as possible.
One of the things this time of the year, the springtime of the year, I think about because I know you also put a lot of dollars into scholarships. Mm-hmm. And this is the time, hopefully, people have been applying for them because that's one of the big things. Do we have nursing scholarships? What all do we have available?
Yeah, it's mainly health services is what I would frame it as. We have several that are health services, and then we have one that's a business scholarship. We also, because it's just easier this way, but we have the foundation scholarships and then the auxiliary and the hospital. So we have all of them kind of come in at the same time so that we can review them, have the same process in place. But the auxiliary pays for their scholarships, the hospital pays for theirs, and the foundation pays for theirs.
But you you do the application so that you can make sure that the dollars are going out to people.
Yes, yes. So we have that process in place. They're due April 15th. Everything is online. I let all the Boone County schools, school counselors know about it, that it was up and running and available for people to start applying. But we also have several of our scholarships are available for employees of the hospital and their, like, their families. So they might not necessarily be in Boone County.
Okay, so, but I know, DMAC is another one, too, because of their nursing program. So.
Well, we just actually changed that. Okay. So we changed the Lila Carpenter Scholarship and Putney Scholarship, and we brought those in-house.
Okay.
So that people within the organization who are seeking certifications or anything that would benefit their job at Boone County Hospital.
And improve their level of expertise.
Right, improve our patient care, quality, all that good stuff. We felt that that was important to just bring that in-house, and then that way then we can support our staff right here at Boone County Hospital. Let's
keep going.
Yeah.
Well, and again, because then you get quality employees, you get to keep them.
Yes.
That's good. All right. Some of the other things people might have heard, you have been doing some other things besides just working with the foundation, getting done with school for one thing.
Yes.
And now you're looking, I would like to do some more things in healthcare.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's one of those things that's been a long work in progress, if you will. Probably in 2014 was really when I started to get pretty passionate about health and wellness. I think I feel like there's been an aspect of it in my life, my entire life. But really in 2014, I really started to kind of dive into understanding nutrition and kind of the background, that prevention side of healthcare, and started to make it formal by going back to school in 2018. Got a couple master's degrees and finally decided I probably should do something with them. So I am starting to work towards that.
I was going to say, because you were not an easy spin person to remember those days.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there were certain people. We'd go, Mark Westberg and I, we would hang out together.
Yes, that's awesome.
We went slow, Mark and I. Anyway.
You were there. All that mattered, right?
We were there.
That's probably definitely one of the places that spurred my passion was when I was teaching group fitness at the Y.
So, let's see. Some of the other things that are going on for the foundation, I do know that, obviously, we did mention in the beginning about at the end of the year, we talked about donations, contributions, but people are always welcome if they have questions about contributing to the foundation, if they have a special thing that they would like to help support. There are ways to do that, but the best way is to start just by visiting.
Yeah. Involved. By getting in touch with me? Absolutely. So, I mean, all throughout the year, and it's funny, I was just sitting here thinking, we had a memorial gift come in. It was a collection of memorial gifts. Well, some went to the rehab project. Mm-hmm. Another person just had identified the OIC, which is Outpatient Infusion Clinic.
Yeah.
And they're looking at getting a blanket warmer installed there. So there's always these little projects that are just really meaningful to people, and again, yep, really are a comfort to our patients when they come to the hospital. So
that was an outpatient infusion. A lot of people don't realize how many people we actually come in and use that service here.
Yes. So. Well, it's so great that people do not have to travel outside of Boone, even though they might be receiving care somewhere else. They can get their infusions right here.
Well, we do have a lot of other things that the foundation is responsible for, still growing, and I do know that you have board members that come and go. First of all, you had Brian Reimers, but they took him away from you, and he went on.
Yes.
So yeah. That's one. I mean, you know, but we did find people to fill those positions.
Yes.
And there are certain limits how long they can be on there, do you?
Yeah, there are. So we have 3-year terms, okay, and times 3 terms.
So a total of 9 years.
Total of 9 years. And so Joel Williams is getting to his, he's in his 9th year this year. So we started looking for someone to replace him, and we will get that all approved at our March 27th meeting. But we are really excited to be replacing him with another young, vibrant, you know, community member who is just going to be a great addition to the board yet again. Yeah.
I know the one thing you guys were doing, a lot of promotional things, marketing things that you would put on social media and do that. Are we still doing some of those? Are you looking at refining it? What do you, because you have others that are very willing to step up and help out with it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, referencing?
Well, some of your educational luncheons, things like that that you used to do.
So we stopped doing Educating and Empowering You as well. So that was actually just a recent change. And part of that was because since the pandemic, we've been struggling a little bit with our numbers. So we went online and we felt that that was the best way to provide Educating and Empowering You for a period of time. And then we were having people ask for it to come back in person. Well, we would provide it in person and then we'd only get 2 or 3 people in person. So it was just starting to get to be that one of those things where it's like maybe it's lived out its life, so to speak, and it's time to move on, which Rachel's been working on the podcast for the hospital. And so what we're doing is just starting to funnel some of the topics that we would normally have for EEU or Educating and Empowering You to the podcast, and having her just kind of take that avenue. And I think more people will be open to it, so because it's nice people can listen to
they
it.
They can
whenever.
Hear it. And they're, they're not coming in. And that's, again, it's people are busy. So it how to get it out and let them hear it.
Right, exactly.
Here, this will be online.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So, well, that's how I was listening to afterwards. It's the MP4 that it's kind of the podcast that you put out.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Again, Sarah Bain's been our guest on our program today. And final things coming up for the foundation that we want to remind them outside of Chet, go on to the social media. Again, that's an easy one because you got all your events on there.
Yeah, it's just our handle is at BCH Foundation. So whether it's Facebook or Instagram, basically those are the two primary that I would say are the best places to catch our information. I do want to really quick highlight, we did receive a few grants from the Good Trust, Beckwith Foundation, and Pratt Fenton Trust that are helping us with those capital purchases this year. The specifically with the grants, we got ambulance stair chairs, and then we're also purchasing an ER stretcher that's a wheeled stretcher that will be really helpful to the ER department. Wound clinic is getting a new patient treatment chair, and infection control, we got a robot that disinfects, so it goes around the hospital and disinfects, which is kind of a cool little new technology.
Technology. Well, just keeping up with technology is not inexpensive.
Yeah. So. I think it would be a lot more fun if it looked like R2-D2.
That would help out a lot, wouldn't it? Too?
But yeah, we are really always grateful at the opportunity to be able to give back to the hospital and the clinics through the foundation. And it's really the community that helps us do that. So very grateful.
All right. I do appreciate you taking time to come in and get everybody updated on what's been happening. And again, they can always check it out, like you said, on the social media outlets, or they can go on to the hospital website. I know you got a whole foundation page and connection there. So
yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim. Always good to see you.